This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump is meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe this week. Trade is among the issues on the table, specifically the president's steel and aluminum tariffs, and even more specifically, Japan's desire to be on the exempted list. Lots of other American allies, most of them actually, have been exempted. And American companies that import steel and aluminum want out too. In the month or so since the tariffs were announced, the Department of Commerce has received about 2,200 corporate exemption applications. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at who's trying to get out from under.
Richard Foster makes these mechanized dampers or louvers that go in heating and cooling ducts. They open and close to help control the temperature. And he's still trying to get his head around the cost of these tariffs for his company, Zone First, in New Jersey.
The bigger issue for us is as the damper gets bigger, the price goes up even more.
He uses both steel and aluminum and says the amount of metal he needs changes depending on the size of the product.
I have to look at each size almost individually because a little 6-inch round damper is not going to go up as much as a 20-inch round damper.
Would he like an exemption from these tariffs? Sure. But he hasn't applied for one and doesn't know how the process works. He's going to look into it. So even while Commerce has received about 2,200 applications for exemptions so far, there are probably lots more to come.
Definitely lots of interest.
Lars Yelm is a lawyer with Akin Gump. He says companies have the best chance if they can prove that they can't get the products they want to import in the U.S.
Showing the lack of an available quantity and sufficient quality in the U.S. market is the main challenge.
Before an application can be approved, it has to be posted publicly for comment. So far, Commerce has posted less than 5% of applications it's received.
So it appears that we've generated an immense backlog when the process has barely started.
Greg Hussisian, a trade lawyer with the law firm Foley & Lardner. Commerce says it's reviewing applications to make sure they're complete and filled out correctly. Hussisian thinks that's part of the holdup.
The more likely explanation, however, is that the agency is just overwhelmed.
He thinks they didn't have the staff in place to be able to review all of these applications. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.